My Heart Opened by Diana Batista Jimenez. I wanted to share with you all the experiences of my first trip to the ashram in India and to Arunachala. Nothing could have prepared me for this adventure into myself. As I walked into the ashram, took my sandals off, observed the people, monkeys and peacocks, went up the first flight of stairs, and when I looked up, there was the mountain, Arunachala. I took a deep breath, praying, "Oh, Arunachala, here I am. Do as you wish. Guide me." I went into Bhagavan's shrine and I prostrated, praying again, "Oh, Bhagavan, here I am. You have brought me here. Do as you wish. Guide me." My prayers were instantly answered as the energy of this holy place took over my being, guided me and maintained me in a state of wonder and surrender during my entire stay. As I woke up every morning, a pull in my heart set in. "Lord Arunachala, come. Lord Arunachala, come." I wanted to get to the ashram, to be closer to Arunachala, to give praise, pray and meditate. The magnificence of Arunachala cannot be described in words. Every time I looked up to Arunachala, my whole being wanted to merge with this holy mountain, Shiva. What a mysterious and magnetic presence. I learned I was not alone in this reverence for Arunachala, as I saw others, just like me, doing the same, immersed in the same energy. Arunachala Shiva, Om Namah Shivaya, Lord of knowledge, come. Lord, God of gods, come. I would walk into the old hall and sit down to meditate. As Bhagavan's presence completely absorbed me, I learned He is alive, ever present. His silence was able to quiet my mind, body, and emotions. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya, Jai Bhagavan, Lord of Peace, come. Then, very subtly, I would hear the song of Arunachala Shiva and be drawn into the shrine, sit down to absorb the devotion with which the devotees have been singing this song day after day for years. My heart opened, devotion mist came out and was lifted to the heavens. I was filled. It sounded like the angels singing. Since I have come to Bhagavan, listening to the Vedas in America always has had a healing and powerful effect on me, even more so when they were chanted live. But listening to the Vedas chanted by Veda Patasala boys at the ashram had the effect of enabling me to have deep concentration, or I should say, I reached a no-thought state. The pujas followed, and with the continued chanting and the sounds of the bells, supported this state of grace. After the afternoon Vedas, all I could handle was food and sleep. The dark night has fled. Come, blue-throated Lord, come. Crown of the Vedas, come. I went to the Skandashram cave with Shunya. As we were walking, I saw the steps that Bhagavan took for his daily walks on Arunachala. I could not believe I was walking on the very same steps he walked. My heart skipped a beat. I sensed Bhagavan's presence everywhere in the ashram and on the hill. The energy of the ashram and Arunachala has no comparison to any holy place I have visited. The mixture of the hustle and bustle of the city, cows, monkeys, peacocks, temples, lingams, heat, beggars, sadhus, the spiritual environment, energy, devotion, I took it all in. Nothing bothered me. Everything was so normal to me, not even uncomfortable. My body did not suffer from the long pradakshina walks or climbing up to the caves. The state one reaches in Arunachala is a minuscule sense of that which is. Bhagavan and Arunachala have come. They have established in me a shrine, continuing the work of destroying my ego. Now, back home, the self-inquiry has become stronger, and I remain awaiting that blissful silence to come. His peace, love, and silence. Diana, Batista, Jimenez.